This is Wade Rathke, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Senator Marco Rubio reported only $6 million raised in the third quarter, but claims October is his best month. 58 rural hospitals have closed with Medicare reductions since 2010. Regulators are investigating a second previously undisclosed Volkswagen emissions program. Various faith-based community organizations around the country organized a foot-washing ceremony before the Pope recently visited Philadelphia and met with inmates. 10 million people remain uninsured. 40% are in lower-income groups. National crime data is out of date and uneven, partly because reporting has always been voluntary. For the 18,000 police departments, updating would also mean changing computer systems, officer training, and data management, which would be expensive. Officials from two nonprofits were arrested in the UN bribery scandal, calling attention to the role of NGOs as money conduits for the UN. South Carolina, Alaska, New Mexico, and Louisiana are the top-ranked states in the U.S. for women killed by men. In a policy shift, the administration is dropping its half-billion-dollar effort to train rebels in Syria and instead will give resources and guns directly to groups in the fight. A judge in Florida rejected maps drawn by Republican legislators in the majority and accepted one from Democratic-leaning challengers and voting rights groups. SeaWorld wins approval of a multi-million dollar expansion of its killer whale habitat in California, but restrictions on breeding in captivity and how whales are introduced are victory for animal rights advocates, ending up in a stalemate. House of Representatives can agree on one thing, that's giving big oil companies and their lobbyists a win by lifting the 40-year-old ban on sale of oil exports. The G20, the group of the 20 largest nations, says they have an agreement on ways to toughen laws and increase cooperation on what is estimated to be the $250 billion in taxes that multinationals are avoiding globally. The for-profit University of Phoenix is now under investigation by both the Justice and Education Departments and has been suspended from recruiting on military bases by the Defense Department. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.